Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Morning, guys.
Darkness. What's up,
Max? Certainly had to save you there, Max.
What's up, darkness?
I had to save you from getting into trouble, you know?
The caller said it.
Darker than me.
No, you said I'm certainly darker than you.
Are we at the point now?
Yes, we are at the point.
We don't have eyes.
Yes, that is correct.
Be careful, Terrell Owens. Be careful, T.O.
But I mean, we're not allowed to say what we see.
Nope.
Can't say it anymore, right?
No, you can't. You're not allowed to say that.
Oh, I got it.
Other people say it for you.
There's a certain wisdom in that. Yeah.
If you say that, then you, what is it? Not troll. What is it called? Trending.
You would start trending.
Yeah,
you would be trending.
And trolling.
Says
all
what
the
he sees.
All of a sudden, you would be one of the biggest. You know what's in the world. Yeah. You know all. You know they
for Shizzle might. No.
They.
Nope. What?
Hey yo.
Yeah. I'm just.
I didn't really. To be honest with you, I really didn't.
That happened.
I didn't really dive into it. All I understand it was severe. Beyond that, is from what I was told. I just left it alone. I looked at the state.
What are we referring to here, so we can let the audience in on our.
Well, I don't.
There was a reporter that said for Shizzle
it was a reporter that
it was just
said,
so it was so random. It was just a cat.
Would you say it was a European American?
Yes.
Okay.
I looked at the state.
Is that a fireable offense? Let's be honest. You're just reciting lyrics from a song.
I mean, I'm not.
It's
I'm
no
not,
lyrics in that.
It's lyrics from a song. Are we there?
And it's actually a euphemism for the actual word.
Yeah, but I don't know, from what I understand, Jay, without really diving into it and becoming investigative key, I heard through the grapevine there was more meat on the bone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know the backstory.
Yeah, it was a backstory to it, and they doubled down on that, and then that, you
know. But just off GP, if you're saying that, you know what I mean? That's a lyric off a song. Like, if that's just
and it's not even the word that would get you. It's something that stands for the word that.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but coming out of your mouth, it will get you fired, man.
You know, I noticed.
It's like that kid, Max, in the headphones when he's reciting lyrics, and you're like, did you just say what I think you just said?
Think about the song. Think about it, though.
but
think about it. There's kids that have lost their scholarships because they're rapping to the music, and they're doing the IG live stuff. And they rap it to the music, and they've lost their scholarships. There's people who have lost their jobs. And I've said to you many times over, I turned to my wife in the car before and said, hey, I get
don't
it.
Get too comfortable. Yeah.
Don't get
you ever watch
too
TV?
Comfortable.
You ever see this new, it's not even new anymore. I don't think they're making any more episodes, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
I have a new one, because my kids got into it. Not the old one. They have like a more recent one. Great show, but... Mikey, remember Mikey? He's like the surfer dude.
Yeah.
We'll say my ninjas. He says that on the cartoon. How much different is that from the lyric that the woman said on TV?
I don't know, but I like working with you right now.
I'm not touching it.
And so what I need you to do.
They are Teenage Mutant Ninjas.
No, I didn't bring anything up. Turtles. Jay brought it up.
Yeah. Well, I just said for Shizzle. That's all.
Yeah, but you're the one did it. But what I would definitely like to talk about, Max, before they exit you out of the building.
Yeah.
Is Joel Embiid.
They're going to put my stuff in a cardboard box right now. You got my stuff from a desk.
Speaking of exiting the building.
Embiid and Harden had the Mavericks exiting the building.
Yeah, there you go.
So Sixers beat the Mavs 116-108. Embiid with 25-9. James Harden 15-12. Doncic with 24-10-8 in 37 minutes. And Kyrie 23-6-5. And as we know, this is 2-on-2, right, Jay? These are the characters.
These are the only stats that matter from the superstars.
Everyone listening in the car right now, no one cares what the six guys doing. Nobody else played on the court. They want to know what those four players are doing. So, you know, Jess, you come in bleary-eyed this morning. That means you were staying up late watching games.
Mm-hmm.
This is – so first, let me say, Dallas has lost four of its last five games, and 14 of 20 since Luka and Kyrie debuted as teammates – February 11th, okay? Kyrie says the Mavericks playoff situation is a bit of a cluster fizzle after a loss to the Sixers. Here's part of Kyrie's answer to what it was like being traded midseason for the first time in his career.
I think that now, again, just where we are in the season and where other teams are positioned already, it kind of looks like a bit of a cluster right now, to be honest with you, because we're 37-40 and we're trying to fight and to get into the play-in game, and it's not the expectations that I think any of us had in that locker room.
So why isn't it working in Dallas, Jay?
Look, they've only played, 16-17 games together. But let me get into last night, Key. I'm going to say it three times. Jason Kidd, Jason Kidd, Jason Kidd. Let me tell you guys something about the final stretch last night. The Mavericks' offense was humming, okay, in the first three quarters, averaging 30 points per quarter. When you get into it, man, like, down the stretch of the game, Key, okay, in the final 8 minutes of the game, Kyrie and Luka combined for just 5 shots. In the final 8 minutes of the game, when they had a lead, Luka and Kyrie combined for 5 shots. When it was 103-100, okay, JaVale McGee comes down, they get a bucket. Literally the rest of the game, the Mavs scored 5 points with 7 minutes left to go in the game, Key. In the final 6 minutes of the game, Key, who is the only Mavericks player to score a bucket? Luka. So, when you look at this team, one of the top teams in the league with playing clutch games, they're 500 in clutch games. That's horrible. Last night was unacceptable. You're playing for a play-in spot in the play-in tournament of the NBA playoffs. It comes down to the details of the game. You're telling me, and I'm calling it out, and I think Jason Kidd is a hell of a teacher. You know, he's a coach that you're asking, how do you make it work? He is given a very difficult situation with removing defensive personnel from their team, dropping Kyrie, but call a timeout. Get your team situated. Get your team to be focused on saying, hey, Tim Hardaway Jr., hey, Hardy, some of these other guys, I know you're open, but you're open for a reason. Kyrie, Luka, you guys have been killing it, Key. Go do your thing. Luka's the only player to score a bucket in the last 6 minutes of the game. What are we doing here?
But is Jason Kidd in over his head then? I mean, you say he's a hell of a coach, but yet and still, he doesn't call the timeouts. He doesn't make the adjustments that he needs to at the time that he needs to. What's wrong there? What's the problem there? What does he not recognize? Is his assistant coaches not telling him certain things? Is he focused in on something else rather than the little details?
Key, I'm just focused on last night. I was so frustrated watching the game. You could tell my eyes are red because I was staying up watching hoops last night. Like, I was so angry. I'm like, yo, call timeout. Get your team situated. Like, I know other players are taking shots, but your two primary ball handlers, two of the most prolific scorers the game of basketball has in the game today, literally combined for 5 shots in the last.
But why they didn't take? They on the floor. Why they didn't take over?
I'm not absolving them of accountability.
No,
either,
but I'm saying why didn't them as the leaders of the team? Why didn't Kyrie
All of it's unacceptable.
Well,
I'm saying is, Keith, people naturally go to Kyrie, low-hanging fruit. Got it. I get it.
I didn't go because of low-hanging fruit. I went to Kyrie because he's a hell of a player. And typically in those situations, you're going to see one of your two primary ball handlers that's ball dominant take control. We've seen Luka we talk about Luka as a James Harden type.
Yep.
Well, what does James Harden do? He tries to take over certain situations, or he has in the past. That's why I asked you that.
But that goes to show, I mean, listen to everything that Luka said over the last couple of days, right? He's like, there's a lot of messed up stuff. Obviously, your best player, even though he's putting up buckets, there seems to be something off. Obviously, media is attacking Kyrie and Luka. Does it work? You guys are fighting for the playing spot. There seems to – I just wonder, and I don't know what's going on inside the locker room, but I am asking the question that when it comes to on the court, in the timeout, is Jason Kidd demanding those things from Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic? Luka Doncic has the second highest usage rate in the NBA. Dude looked tired. So all I'm saying is, who is demanding and like these guys and holding them accountable.
Let me say something about that, because I actually look at Luka here. I don't look at Jason Kidd or Kyrie because of this. I remember the Cavs, when they came all the way back on the Warriors that year, if you watched them through the playoffs, you know, LeBron is distributing the ball and they're playing the right way and all that kind of stuff. But Jay, in the fourth quarter down the stretch, they're hunting mismatches, right? It's LeBron and Kyrie taking over. And that's really LeBron making those choices, seems to me. So isn't that on Luka? The offense runs through him. He has to see that it's that he and Kyrie are taking over.
First,
right?
I understood. But I mean, this is what people do. They blame the star. And I'm not saying that the star isn't to be held accountable, Max. But like, there are schemes throughout the course of a game. There are ways to counter schemes throughout the course of the game. So when I give you the major stat that the Mavs entered a game with 50 clutch games that they played this year, and they have a 50% winning percentage from a team that got to the Western Conference Finals. What does that tell you? That tells you that when they fold down the stretch, when games get meaningful. So
with a couple of guys you think of as closers.
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't give that same kind of luxury to Joel Embiid. You look at Doc Rivers. Isn't that a question around Philly?
Yep.
Doc Rivers.
So I look at Rivers and I look at Harden. Those are the two I'd look at. Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, so shouldn't we start to put Jason Kidd's name in the conversation,
I always in sports look at the stars, Jay. Low hanging fruit, my you know what. I look at the stars.
I'm also looking at the people that demand.
But when you the guy and you been the guy and you supposed to be the MVPs and you supposed to be the guy that's getting championships, I'm looking for you in tight situations. I'm looking at the quarterback. I'm looking at the receiver. I'm looking at the pass rusher.
Yeah, but you're also why is it when things go well you look at the players? But like,
I'm looking at it on both sides, when it goes well and it goes bad. But I'm also not absorbing a head coach. That's why I asked you the question about Jason Kidd. I'm not letting Jason Kidd off the hook, but star players take control is all I'm saying.
Yeah, Jay, I think you've made the point just now. The focus is now on Jason Kidd, but you've also made the point in the past how Luka's game is a lot like Harden's in certain ways, right? And he's going to – and by the way, Harden took a lot of criticism. So did D'Antoni, and I think kind of unfairly, those two in a lot of ways. And right now, it's going to be Jason Kidd and Luka Doncic.
Especially if you want to retain Kyrie. If you can pay Kyrie, then you have Kyrie and Luka. Granted, you have to bring in different personnel.
If you want to retain Luka.
There you go.
You want to – boy, he and Embiid were getting very chummy on the court last night.
Oh, God.
Couldn't stop hugging and dapping each other up.
And Luka to the Knicks. Jay said it. You heard it here on KJM.
I didn't say it.
Speaking of star players, is KD the player that will have the biggest effect on the playoff race in the West?
In the race?
In the waste. The biggest effect in the playoff.
What? In the waste?
Waste in the rest. If not KD, then who?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
To the hoop, y'all. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. KD. KD's back. I thought when that Achilles happened, I'm like, oh, well, there goes his prime, right? Never be the same. Man, he finally got back at the end in Brooklyn before the like, that's as good as he ever played, which was incredible, right? Meantime, shows up in Phoenix, gets hurt again, but he returns. Phoenix Suns debut in, well, in at home, scored 16 points, and the Suns win 107-100 over the Timberwolves. Here is KD after the game on his slow start.
It's frustrating, but I've been in this position before. I've been had slow starts before, so I just try to figure it out. I think a couple of those shots, though, I definitely were rushing, trying to get it all back at once. And sometimes that, you know, I can get in my own way sometimes, thinking too much and trying to get those shots back. But I try to settle in as much as I can. My teammates look for me. Cam got me two open threes, which, you know, was good for me. So just getting comfortable, get more comfortable, and, you know, hopefully I'll knock him down next game.
Key, what do you think? Okay, KD comes back. Who do you think is more vital to the success of the Suns? KD, who's clearly the best player, but you can sort of take his play for granted if he's on the floor. And pretty much the same thing with Booker. You could take for granted a certain level. Or Chris Paul at his age. Like, who's more pivotal to their success?
I think it would, for me, it probably would be CP3 just because he's the floor general. And they've got to rely on him to be healthy. They've got to rely on him to do what he's done when he's been healthy. Facilitating. You already know what it is, though, right? You know that there's certain things defensively, but he also got the leadership on the floor. I was watching it last night. He made a sweet pass last night, Jay. He threw the cut. He went to the right side. And he bounced it like a no look to the middle. And I forgot who it was that missed it. And CP3 got in his grill. And so I said to myself, I said, see, that's the type of leadership that you need on a team to be able to win a championship. You don't have to be a high scoring flying guy, but if you put in and contribute just enough, but that leadership takes you to another level. So that's what I think. Because KD going to be KD. I saw KD last night. He put up 18 shots, hit 5 of them. You could tell he was rusty a little bit, but he still looked like a footer to me. He still looked like the guy.
I agree with that, Jay, like in a weird way, because KD and Booker, if you look at the Suns, that combination KD and Booker is a lot. Is it that much better than Tatum or Brown or this one or that Embiid and Harden? There are a lot of great combinations, but when you add not necessarily CP3's level of play, it's partly that, but also the leadership and all that, I think that's why people look at the Suns, if healthy, as, oh, wait a minute. What do you think about what you saw from KD last night?
Oh, he was rusty. Number one, I love listening to Doris Burke call games. Her ability to break down games is by far, I think, the best we have in the game of basketball today. Secondly, I will tell you this. Monty Williams establishing his relationship with Kevin Durant coming back off that ankle injury, he said pivotal words last night. He was mic'd. And there was a play in which Kevin went down the floor and a bad play happened. And he just, you could tell Kevin, he said it. He was overly analytical. He was in his own head. And Monty, you heard the words he said to him. He said, greatness doesn't shake his head, Kevin. Greatness doesn't shake his head. Like saying, get out of your own way. Like engage back in the game. So for me, last night, I think against a Minnesota team that was really finding their own way with Anthony Edwards, even though he was a little bit sick, Kyle Anderson sick, but still Karl-Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert. I think it was a pivotal matchup, right? And they got a chance to win. Devin Booker obviously does his thing when Kevin's on the floor. But the most intriguing aspect about the way they play stylistically, guys, is it reminds me a little bit of Golden State. You know, back like 20 years ago when we would play ones in the league, you know, now you see Kyrie, now you see Luka, you see guys that dominate the ball, they dribble it 30 times. Yo, we used to play 3 dribbles or less. It was a hell of an NBA game, one-on-one, right? Yo, you check ball, you got 3 dribbles to get to the rack. That's, these two players in Devin Booker and KD are the epitome of 3 dribbles or less, which means it's turn, face, hand down, man down, shoot, 1 dribble, get to your spot, or 2, get to the cup, make a play. It's the most efficient style of basketball. So when you play this efficiency style of basketball with CP3 that is a floor leader, that's why they are one of the teams with the consensus to win it coming out of the West.
So if KD, like before I asked the question about, but is CP3 actually more important because you could take KD for granted, but without overcomplicating it, is he in fact the player that's going to have the biggest effect on the playoff race in the West, or is it someone else?
It's LeBron James. It's not even a question.
Still LeBron James?
And where were the Lakers ranked? Like, what are they? I think, what are they, seventh now since the win last night against the Bulls? I'm not exactly sure on where they are. We can find that out. But, I mean, the fact that LeBron James coming back last night. I mean, look, I get Kevin Durant, Key, having a chance to win a championship. LeBron James and the Lakers are just as live now. I mean, because with their team with Rui Hachimura and the way they defended last night, the way they were blitzing Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan in the opening quarter of the game, like, just his passing ability. And think about the legacy that comes in here. If they were to win, hovering around 9th, 10th all year long, what that does for LeBron, I say the impact on the playoff race, considering the Lakers with LeBron and where they were starting, I think it's more impactful than Kevin Durant.
All right. All right. You just touched on something else. There's a lot here. If LeBron comes in, so which player in the West, whose legacy is most affected if they make a run and get the whole thing done this year? Is it KD? Is it LeBron? Is it someone else? 888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I get Kevin Durant having a chance to win a championship. LeBron James and the Lakers are just as live now. And think about the legacy that comes in here. If they were to win, hovering around 9th, 10th all year long, what that does for LeBron, I say the impact on the playoff race, considering the Lakers with LeBron and where they were starting, I think it's more impactful than Kevin Durant.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You heard J. Will's take. If LeBron takes the Lakers all the way, it would have a bigger effect on his legacy than if KD took the Suns all the way this season. Jay, I totally disagree. I think KD right now, because he's in the Western Conference, because Steph also is in that conference and just chipped up without KD, right? Steph chipped up before KD, chipped up with KD. KD leaves, forms a super team in Brooklyn. It doesn't work out for various reasons, but it doesn't work out. And Steph does it again without him. Now they're in the same conference. And if you look at the odds, the Suns are substantially the favorite to go to get out of the West. And the Warriors are third. I'm talking about the Vegas odds, right? Mm-hmm. If Steph in particular goes all the way, gets by KD when they're in the same conference and KD's crewed up, that's terrible for KD. But if he, for the first time, can do something at least like what LeBron did in Miami or Cleveland, you go into a situation, they've already established something like Dwayne Wade had in Miami, but you get them over the top, he'll have done something he hasn't done yet. I think it's KD.
What was your original question last segment?
Whose legacy would it have a bigger effect on to chip up this year, KD or LeBron?
But how did you get Steph in it?
Well, I'm saying to me it's KD because of the presence of Steph Curry there too.
No, I guess you could do it that way. The way that I do it and I look at it is, why do we acquire superstars? We acquire superstars to win championships. Well, one of the two guys that you're talking about was acquired by the Lakers via free agency. Guess what? He won a chip already. So now, with the Lakers, so now the Suns go out there and get one of the most dominant players of his era in Kevin Durant to do what? To get them over the top. To win a championship. So that pressure is more on Kevin Durant than it is LeBron James. LeBron James did his part already. Well, he got to L.A., won a championship. Bubble or not, whatever you call it. When KD was acquired by Golden State, they didn't necessarily need to get over the top because they had one, but that the whole reasoning for him to go there was to win a championship. Mm-hmm. Now, the whole reason for him to go to Phoenix is to win a championship. Why did Philadelphia decide to get James Harden? To get over the top. Why did the Miami Heat go out and put the big three together? To get over the top and win championships. So that's the way I look at it. You go and you get the guy. Why are LeBron's the Jets trying to get Aaron Rodgers to win a championship?
Let me break down a couple of things that you guys just said. First off, Key, you said pressure, right? That wasn't the question. Who's more pressure on?
Well, that's what Max just said.
Oh, legacy.
Yeah.
Max said it. I'm just.
Okay. And also, what's the first thing people do when they say LeBron James won a chip? Oh, we discount it because it was in the bubble.
Yeah, but that's the haters.
Key, you talk about all the time. Like people.
No,
talk
I
about
don't talk about. It. I talk about the fact that people say it. Yeah, I accept so that's, it.
That, like
I'm
I
a
said
Laker
before,
fan.
That's a major thing that people. Okay. I'm not saying right. that
ring
we
is
do.
A ring is
that's
a ring.
A major thing that people say to discount the championship.
Absolutely,
Max. Let me break down some things that you said. You said since Kevin Durant came on the Suns that they're the favorite, right?
Yeah, they are.
That means that everybody expects them to win. Correct. Okay, everybody expects them to win it. Okay, and then secondly.
That's good. I mean, you've got to do it.
The Suns have been where in the Western Conference for most of the year? Well, where did you say they were ranking the Western Conference most of the year?
They were probably at the top.
Toward the top.
Okay.
The top.
Okay. So where have the Lakers been?
Toward the
at
bottom.
The bottom.
Okay. And LeBron James, everybody's saying throughout the course of the year, well, LeBron James has only been chasing the scoring title. Right? Well, he got the scoring. So
it's like a throwaway season.
In the throwaway season where LeBron James gets the scoring title, you're telling me LeBron James – in L.A., where there's so much pressure every single year because of what's happened the last couple of years.
Legacy now, Jay.
Can I go there?
See, you changed it, though, Max.
No, I never changed it.
Pressure.
I never said pressure. I said legacy. The whole time.
You're telling me
what the hell was I listening to?
Legacy. Legacy. Right?
Legacy, yeah.
LeBron
James bringing
his team back from the cellar of the Western Conference.
Can I counter that?
And then – wins a championship when they've been at the bottom.
Can I
and if they beat KD and Devin Booker, you're telling me that that's not going to alter somewhat your opinion of LeBron James in the greatest of all time conversation?
Okay, so now that I figured out legacy versus pressure, LeBron's legacy is cemented, man. Okay?
I'm going right there.
I
said I'm going right there.
It's already cemented.
That's what?
The second greatest player who ever lived.
See?
Right? But he's not on
six.
Wait.
That's my point, Keith.
No.
He will never make my whole argument for me.
I hate to say it.
Key, if he was sitting on six, let's say it's the year 2042, and now LeBron James has finally got his sixth championship. He's 100 years old. But if he was going for seven, okay.
Max, this
he'll be on five.
Max, at 38 years old. You're
he'll still
me,
be
I,
on
I mean,
five.
Look, this man, doesn't get him slightly closer in your opinion.
I don't
if he
think
a team
I,
back
for whatever reason, Jay,
just too blinded
no,
by
no,
Michael
no,
Jordan.
No, no. Yeah,
he's ever touched Michael Jordan.
No, it
Jordan.
Does get him slightly closer. He's
Jay,
still in second
for
place.
For whatever reason, Jay, you can call him the young age, the old, whatever. For some reason, LeBron James, in people's eyes, will never be considered the greatest.
I don't care about other people.
I don't either, but I'm just saying.
I don't care about other people. I'm
just saying people just don't, for whatever, I don't know what it is, because it's 6-0, something along those lines. I have no idea.
Well, there are many reasons we don't
have
to relitigate
that
whole thing.
But here's what I would say. Michael Jordan has had such a stranglehold on that title of the greatest for so long, and when they're doing movies about you, the air is on its way out. The 30 for 30 doc. Then somebody's redoing the Bugs Bunny. I mean, it's just like he's got so much of that people still look at him as the god of basketball. Even though LeBron James have been to, 10 championships or something crazy like that, and he's won as many as he's carried bad teams on his back and won championships when Michael Jordan essentially needed Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman and company. It's just, I don't know what it is.
We don't need to relitigate Jordan, LeBron. I agree, Jay, he gets closer to Jordan if he comes all the way back, but I don't think he gets past him. He's still on five, and for a variety of other reasons, he doesn't match him yet. And therefore, it's not the same thing for his legacy as a guy like KD, who's not generally mentioned in that conversation, but whose talent and skills say he should be.
Is he the greatest of all time?
Yes.
People label him the greatest scorer.
But we're talking about the greatest player. And if KD wins a championship away from Golden State, right, now all of the sudden, he's in a different conversation.
What conversation?
He will be compared to... The comparisons will begin to LeBron and Jordan.
He's already compared.
Not really.
Guys.
No. When people say Kareem and they say a bunch of guys,
you know more basketball than me, Jay.
People have built a whole case against Kevin Durant because he played for Golden.
People
have built a whole case against KD because he played with Golden State. Max, you have been on TV saying he parachuted into a 73-win team.
That's not a case against him. I'm just not giving him the credit that another guy would get who didn't parachute into a 73-win team.
I don't know basketball nearly as well as you do, but I don't see, and you can slap me when you see me, I don't see Kevin Durant the same as LeBron and Michael Jordan. I just don't.
So but winning if he chips up this year, winning, that'll start
winning,
to change.
Winning
That's my
a championship
point.
This year will make you start see him as same as
not,
LeBron.
Not
okay.
It,
same
would,
here.
It'll start.
No, it won't.
No, it won't. It won't start. It'll kind of.
Well,
it may start toward LeBron.
Yeah,
but it's hard to catch Jordan. I just gave you all the reasons why.
Yeah, but he could KD could start to make that he could start to look at Kareem and LeBron. He could start Tiki, not yet, but at least that could start. That's an legacy enhancer.
If it could start there, so then he getting ready to pass Steph Curry then. Is what you saying?
Yeah, but don't let Steph win.
No, that's
KD.
Not what I said. I said if Kevin Durant wins, you're going to tell me he's past Steph.
Yeah, I would say you've got to start thinking about that in terms of legacy, yeah.
We'll have an off-camera conversation because we got to go to break.
Tune into NBA action tonight. By the way, we did say LeBron, KD, or someone else. What about Steph? Tune into NBA action tonight as the Nuggets host the Pelicans, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 9:30 Eastern on ESPN radio stations.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Whose legacy will be enhanced the most or affected the most? Because it could go either way, right? What if you don't win? I think that also hurts KD. But if he wins, it really helps him. Either way, it's a lot to gain and lose. What about LeBron?
Max,
left for dead, right? What if he goes all the way? What about Steph? Because we did say, or someone else. David Kaplan, host of Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 Chicago, which was the home of the greatest player who ever lived for many years. What's up, Cap?
The Capster.
The greatest player who ever lived, ever. It's not even close.
Agreed. In any sport, by the way.
We got that out of the way.
Let's face it, in any sport, too. Who's most affected by winning it all this season, Cap?
Say that one more time.
Whose legacy in the NBA is most affected by winning it all this season? We've been debating LeBron versus KD, but is there another candidate? Is it Steph? Is it someone else?
Well, how about this, Cap? First answer LeBron, KD, and then we can answer somebody outside of those two.
LeBron, you mean all-time status?
Yes, all-time status.
Legacy.
LeBron.
You agree LeBron. With Jay?
KD can't stay on the court. Guys hurt all the time. I mean, freaking go down in warm-ups. Great player. I called his last high school game in D.C., and I watched it and went, oh, my God, this guy is just a one-of-one. But, no, LeBron. LeBron James.
Wait, but if he does stay on the court, we're saying if he wins, though, Cap, then he's staying on. We're not predicting whether or not he does it. We're saying if he does it, whose legacy does it affect the most?
I guess it helps him because here he is. He rides in after the debacle in Brooklyn where those dudes never got on the court together. I mean, it was literally comical to sit back here and watch this and go, oh, my God, they can't even play together, let alone win. I guess it would affect his legacy more. LeBron is who LeBron is. Amazing, a one of one, a unicorn, whatever you want to call it. He's just, you know, like Michael's secretariat and everyone else is whoever the other horse is. That's just the way it is. I guess LeBron would be enhanced just another title. If KD went into Phoenix and led them to the title, yeah, I think it would affect his legacy. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the same way I feel, Cap, because they traded for – or not, you know, traded for him. And when you go get a higher gun, it's to win. It's not to go to the playoffs. It's not to have debates. It's about winning championships. And that's the way I feel about that situation, you know, with him. Yes. LeBron was acquired by the Lakers several years ago, and they won a championship. He's good. If he wins another championship, he gets closer to getting a statue at – crypto. That's all that's going to be.
And he's not the greatest Laker of all time. That's the funny thing.
But if he wins another one,
he's still not on the Laker Mount Rushmore, though, Key.
No, he's not. He's not. He might get a statue, though.
Yeah, he might.
Cap, let's talk about our Bulls for a second. So I'm watching the game last night, and I'm seeing the way the Lakers are blitzing, double-teaming Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. I mean, DeMar DeRozan didn't score his first bucket until 9 minutes within the second quarter. Zach LaVine didn't score his first bucket until 6 minutes in the second quarter. What have you been seeing from the Bulls as of late, and are you worried about the team not making the playoffs, considering they're in a 10th spot now?
They're going. They're getting in. I mean, I don't think Washington's going to get there. So I think Chicago will be in the play-in.
Two games ahead of Washington, by the way, yeah.
It hurts me to say this. They have an overmatched front office who I think did an absolutely horrific job putting this roster together. That's just a fact. If I owned the team, Arturis would get a cardboard box, the money I owe him, and you're out. You and Eversley, gone. How do you look at the team a year ago and tell everybody, we got to add more shooting, and you add exactly zero? You sign Damaged Goods, who's a really good player when he's healthy. He's not healthy. I don't think he ever plays again for the Bulls.
You're talking about Lonzo Ball, right? Yeah.
And you don't bring in another point guard, have no insurance, nothing. They did what they did was malpractice to try and think we can run it back but not improve the roster. Shame on those guys.
Who do you get the most assets for? Do you trade? I mean, obviously, DeMar DeRozan, that age. Zach LaVine, obviously, he's been on the trading block for a while. Vucevic, you know, has a contract coming up. What moves do you make?
I mean, does my owner want me to tear it all the way down and rebuild it? Then that's an easy question. You start moving assets. But you gave up a ton to get Vucevic. I think if he's reasonable, and I hear he is, you get him and keep him. Last night, what did he have? 29, 6 assists, 12 rebounds. Like, he's a solid player. He's just not a dude. And then I got to make a decision on DeMar. If my owner says, no, I want to try and compete, DeMar has to be signed this summer. He's got 1 year left on his deal. I would probably try and move Zach and see what I could get asset-wise back. What I don't understand is if I was a GM, and I'm never going to be one, but I did scout in that league for 4 years, I'm telling you, you have to be honest with yourself and not live in fantasy land. There was no chance this team was ever going to contend. So bringing Patrick Beverley in, who I love, Chicago kid, he gets you to the 10th spot. What did you accomplish? So you got your you-know-what beat in the playoffs? You're not winning a championship. There is zero chance you're making a run. So why not try to keep your draft pick rather than it's top four protected and you won't be in the top four, so it's going to go to Orlando. I would have tanked the rest of the year.
Cap, we got like 20 seconds. How are you feeling about your White Sox against the Astros today? It's 6:30 p.m. on ESPN Radio.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
So I'm on my way to Wrigley. I'm almost pulling up here to Wrigley to do our show. I feel like the Cubs are in a good place. They're not going to win a championship. They're getting better. The White Sox window to win is open. They basically let Jose Abreu leave.
Cap,
and they feel like
it.
Changing managers is the best.
Thanks, Cap.
I'm not convinced they can win their division.
AJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.